Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony calling behalf of Metro Research. And the reason we're calling, we're not selling anything. We're just conducting an opinion survey, and we'd like to ask you a few questions about the upcoming elections. To make sure we have a representation of all ages, I can ask, what is your age, or what year were you born?
1983.
Okay, 83?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I'm just wondering, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
I have 2 masters.
Okay. All right, sir, and are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I am black, African-American.
So, no, right? So, okay, so be African-American. Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and are you registered to vote or, like many people, are not registered?
I'm very registered, yes, sir.
Okay, so then as you may know, there will be an election for president in U.S. Congress and
yes,
other state and local offices this November, okay? How likely are you to vote in this upcoming November 2024 election?
120%.
Okay.
I'm voting.
All right, sir. And how motivated are you to vote in November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, okay? Where 0 means that you are not all motivated and 10 means that you're extremely motivated. But you can use it in a
way.
All right, thank you. And how much power do you feel that your vote has, you know, to create change in your community? Please rate that amount of power that you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Locally, 10. Nationally,
10.
8. So locally,
okay,
10.
So
nationally, 8.
Okay, so we because this is for national, okay?
Oh, within 8.
All right, so be 8. Okay. All right, and thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues, you know, for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2, okay? The first one will be abortion, cost of living and inflation, crime and violence, voting rights and democracy, racism and discrimination, criminal justice reform or police violence, student loans, forgiveness, jobs and the economy, immigration, healthcare, climate change, or Israel-Palestine conflict?
I would say all of them are very important to me. They really are. I think they all have its place in what we're really trying to look at and what we're trying to do.
If you could pick 2, you know, to be the most important to you, which 2 would you pick?
Definitely voters' rights would be number 1. Probably inflation.
Okay, cost of living and inflation, right? Okay. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and, now I'd like to rate your feelings, how you feel about some people and some groups of people, okay, using a scale from 0 to 10. What 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like a neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them, but you can use any number from 0 to 10, depending how you feel. If you don't know or never heard of that person, I mean, other people or groups, let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be Hakeem Jeffries from 0 to 10.
7.
7, Republicans in Congress.
Ugh, 4.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
10. That's my girl.
10. Okay, Democrats in Congress.
9.
9. Joe Biden.
10.
Okay, and Donald Trump.
-1.
Okay, so be 0 because that's where it starts, okay? Very cold and unfavorable.
Yeah, 0.
Okay, all right. Thank you, sir. Okay, now if the 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or a third party or independent candidate? Okay, are you undecided?
Joe Biden.
Or Joe Biden? Okay.
Joe Biden.
All right, sir, if you if you had to choose, you know, from whom would you vote the 2024 election for president, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right, sir. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate or undecided, or would you not vote?
We're riding with Democrats here.
Democratic, okay. And when it comes to the campaign promises, you know, that President Biden made to black people, you know, during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, or kept few of his promises, or maybe not kept any of his promises?
I'm going to say he kept most of his promises.
Kept most of his promises. Okay. And would you be more likely or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits, okay, or will make no difference to you? Here's the first one, okay? Look out for people like me. Would you say much more likely to support, someone more likely to support, someone less likely to support, or much less likely to support, or no difference?
Okay.
If the candidate had, you know, that trait, the look out for people like me or you, would you have, would that be much more likely to support, or someone more likely to support, or not support him?
Much more.
Okay, what about puts people over politics?
Much more.
Okay, grows the economy?
Much more.
Brings down prices and makes, you know, cost of living more affordable?
Much more.
And, okay, wants to build black wealth?
Much more.
Secures the border?
Likely more.
Would that be much more, or just someone more likely, or someone less likely? Okay, defends democracy?
Much more.
Okay, thank you, sir. Okay, and for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate me how well do you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale from 0 to 10. Okay, with 10 means that describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means it does not describe them very well. Okay, here's the first one. Protects abortion rights.
Yes.
Okay, does that describes him very well? But you can give me any number from 0 to 10, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
What number would you say from 0 to 10?
I would say 10.
10. Okay, brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
9.
Okay, wants to build black wealth.
10.
Is honest and ethical.
10.
Okay, fights racism and discrimination.
9.
Is effective and gets things done.
10.
And is too woke.
Is a what?
Is too woke. You know, W-O-K-E?
10.
10. Okay. All right. Okay, sir. Next, okay, I'm going to read you some statements that people have made. You know, for each one, please rate me the statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that, you know, it makes you extremely motivated to vote for Democrats in Congress, 5 makes you somewhat motivated, and 0 means it does not make you feel motivated at all to vote for Democrats in Congress.
Are we almost done? I have to go into this restaurant. They just buzzed my number.
Yes, sir. We're almost finished. Okay. Let me just read this statement and we're pretty much almost done. Okay. Let me speed up real quick so we can finish it up. Okay. As a young American just entering the workforce, I have seen more good paying jobs become available as the unemployment rate of black Americans like me is at, you know, a historically low level under Democratic leadership. Would you say that's not motivated at all, somewhat, or extremely motivated from 0 to 10?
Okay, extremely motivated.
Okay, and as a senior, my prescription drug prices have gone down because Democrats in Congress kept prices for people like me, you know, with a monthly supply of insulin for seniors now $35 and seniors out-of-pocket expense at the pharmacy now kept at, you know, $2,000 a year. Would that be, make you motivated and somewhat motivated or extremely motivated from 0 to 10?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Okay. What number would you say from 0 to 10?
I'd say 7.
7. Okay. As a middle-class mother, I've been, you know, able to feed my family thanks to Democratic American Rescue Plan, which invested more than $12 billion in food assistance programs like, you know, SNAP. Would that make you not motivated, somewhat motivated, or extremely motivated?
Extremely.
Okay. All right. As a working American, I was able to pay my bills and afford groceries thanks to the 1,400 cash relief check that came my way under Democratic legislation during the pandemic. Not motivated, somewhat, or extremely. But you use any number.
9.
9. Okay, and the last one says, as a recent college graduate, I was one of the 3.6 million borrowers who had, you know, $127 billion in student loans eliminated under Democratic leadership. This relief will help me create a great pay to start and secure my economic future in uncertain times. Not motivated, somewhat, or extremely motivated?
I would say 9.
9. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. Now I'm going to read you some actions Democrats in Congress have taken over the, you know, over the last few years. Please select 2 or 3 actions, you know, that you feel have been, you know, biggest impact in your life, you know, personally. The first one is said invested in black small business ownership and entrepreneurship. Second one brought the unemployment rate down to historically low levels for black Americans. Invested $1.7 billion in affordable housing. Invested $12 billion in food assistance programs like SNAP. Eliminated $127 billion in student loan debt, you know, for 3.6 million borrowers. Sent out 1,400